Something for the Girls. Something for the Girls. Another all-star salute to Waves in Navy Blue. It's a musical toast. Here's to romance. This is Jim Amici welcoming you to our special program for the Waves. Lovely film star Gene Cagney is our guest, and on deck is our regular crew, songster Harry Cool and Ray Block's orchestra and chorus. Our wave aerologist says the weather is fine. The wave in the traffic control tower sends us on our way, and our new singing sensation, Harry Cool, promptly takes off to go swinging on a star.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt in his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace.
He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book.
The fool of people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
Then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Watch out or else you'll be a fish. And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
You could be swinging on a star.
The Cagney name is famous wherever there's a stage or a silver screen. Even Brother Jimmy would be the first to admit that Sister Jean not only acts as well as any of the Clan Cagney, but she's definitely prettier. Jean, when you match those navy blue eyes with that Irish blush, why, I'm at a loss for words.
Oh, I think you've kissed the Blarney Stone, Jimmy boy. But come on, let's get on with the drama. I've got a little sketch here about a sailor and a wave. I'll play the wave.
And I'll play the blue jacket.
If you've been in a train or bus station lately, you know what an understatement it is just to say that they're crowded. They're packed jam full. And because it is so crowded, things are a little bit more chummy. Folks are more friendly. Perfect strangers get to talking to each other. At least that was the hope of a certain lonely sailor in a bus station who went over and sat down next to the wave. He thought over various ways to start a conversation and picked out the most direct approach first.
Hello.
What?
I said hello.
Oh?
Uh-oh. Sure was a hot day today, wasn't it? Very warm for this time of year, though, isn't it? Yeah. Except around here, the air's kind of chilly.
No, just a little bit fresh.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. To me, it just seems kind of stuffy. You wouldn't want to go and have a big deluxe double soda with me, would you, baby?
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing. Don't mind me. I'm just carrying on a lively conversation with myself. Just like batting around a comeback ball. I bat it out, it comes back. I bat it out, it comes back and hits me in the eye.
Well, don't let me interrupt you.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Go ahead, interrupt me. I love it. I couldn't be boring you, could I?
Oh, no. Perish the thought.
Uh-oh. Perish the thought. You know, the Navy's a great institution, but believe me, why they ever got girls in it is beyond me. I don't get it.
You don't get it.
Like I always say, what can a girl do? A woman's place is in the home.
Oh, you would have put on a handlebar mustache and ride around on a tandem for that remark.
Why, you can't even ask a wave to have a soda with you. She gives you the brush, the cold shoulder. That wouldn't be so bad. After all, what's a soda? The trouble is, the waves can't even do their jobs right.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, they get a duty that calls for a little brains, and they get nervous and mess the whole thing up.
Mess the whole thing up? Well, your brains must be tied up in little Boy Scout knots. Waves don't get nervous, and they do some of the most important jobs in the Navy, in case you'd like to know.
Oh, now, look, that's just so much talk, if you ask me.
It isn't so much talk. Why, you ought to see the responsibility waves have in an airfield control tower, for instance.
What do they do up there? Go up and look out the windows?
As a matter of fact, tall, dark, and tall, they do look out of those windows. They look hard at every plane in the air and on the field. And they work on the mics and routine the air traffic as well as any Navy man can do.
Who told you all this?
Never mind who told me.
Yeah.
A very good friend of mine works in the control tower.
Sure.
And I happen to know that if it hadn't been for her one day, a PBY would have crashed on that field.
Now let me have a puff.
But when the pilot was circling around to land, she noticed just in time that his wheels weren't both down.
Didn't he know that himself?
His instrument panel didn't show it.
What'd she do? Put her fingers in her ears and wait for the crash?
No, she stood by and talked to the pilot over the mic. He went up and tried out some tricks to get the wheels down, and then he'd fly low and she'd check again with her glasses to see how they were.
Did the pilot get the wheels down?
You bet he did. He made a good 3-point happy landing.
And I'm supposed to believe that? Sister, your girlfriend was just giving you a big story.
She wasn't either. Every single bit I told you was true.
Ah, go on. You're gullible.
I know it's true.
Yeah, what makes you so sure?
Because I was the wave in the control tower.
You?
Yes, me. And if you don't believe that, it's just too bad. Don't really care, anyhow. I'm not going to sit here any longer and be insulted. If you'll excuse me.
Oh, now, wait. Wait a while, little wave. I was just teasing. Don't get all mad. I believe you. I knew all along you were the wave in the control tower. You see, I was one of the guys in that PBY.
You weren't.
Well, sure I was. Somebody pointed you out to me the other day. I've been wanting to meet you ever since. Thought maybe we could have a soda together, and I could thank you for helping us that day. But you and I don't seem to hit it off right. Sorry I bothered you. See you around.
Sailor?
Yeah?
I imagine we're both taking the same bus out to Phillips Field.
Probably.
Well, that is, well, the bus doesn't leave for half an hour yet.
By my clock, it's 27 minutes.
Oh, well, what's the difference? Oh, I'm sorry I gave you the brush. How about that soda?
Well, when you put it so sweetly and persuasively, what can a boy do but say yes? Thank you, Gene Cagney. Happy landings to you in Hollywood. Ladies, books are mighty important to the history of nations. Hitler can tell you that. For in his rise to power, one of the first things he did was burn every book that would encourage thought and stimulate ideas of freedom. Now, I've got an idea that Hitler would like to put the match to a book which we're offering you now. For this book, The Story of You in Navy Blue, points the way to the quicker defeat of the Axis by telling you exactly what the waves are doing to help win the war. If you're a woman between 20 and 36, not in war work, you'll want to read this book yourself. Just write Waves, Washington 25, D.C., and you'll receive your free copy in the next mail. That's Waves, Washington 25, D.C. When Ray Block sets his genius to work, musical history results, his orchestra and chorus collaborate now on Begin the Begin. History is wonderful this way. It's been Something for the Girls with the accent on romance. Our thanks to Gene Cagney, Harry Cole, and Ray Block's Orchestra and Chorus. Happy Landing was written by Madeline Clark with original music by Leon Bloom. Women between 20 and 36, drop in at your local Navy recruiting station or write Waves, Washington 25, D.C. for your free copy of The Story in You in Navy Blue. This is Jim Amici signing off in behalf of the Women's Reserve of the United States Navy. Listen in for another program of Something for the Girls with tributes to America's first ladies, the women in blue who put their country above their comfort. And now, a further word for you.